In the two-year period of 2004-2005, it was just one devastating storm after another, says Florida's insurance consumer advocate Steve Burgess.
Of course, Charlie was one of the major ones. I believe it was listed at a shade over $15 billion worth of damage. But also that year we had, you know, Ivan and Rita and Francis and Wilma, I think, came in through. And
Jean. Didn't we have Jean?
Jean, yes. So it was quite a season. Dennis is another one.
We left out Katrina. During those 2 years, Burgess says hurricane damage claims were filed in all of Florida's 67 counties. But now it's been 9 years since the unprecedented storm season of 2004-2005, and insurance premiums, already the most expensive in the country, have gone up about 50% statewide. 9 years without a hurricane and continuing high insurance premiums. Steve Burgess says 9 years is not a long time to insurance analysts who are calculating the risk of hurricane losses over a 100-year period and then normalizing that over time.
9 years is not going to have as major of an impact as intuitively it seems like it ought to.
Well, that's you're getting to the nub of the question, because 9 years to a human being, it seems like a while, and
yes.
you feel like...
Why aren't my rates coming down? Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the only answer is that the way that the rates are calculated to begin with are that, you know, if we say the amount of losses aggregately for the 2004-2005, you wouldn't take those 2 years and say, okay, this is the amount we're going to collect next year for rates. You'd say, no, you know, the insurers... You just have to eat that and spread that over time. But when they do spread that over time, of course, that means there'll be periods of time for which there won't be any significant losses. And we hope that they're just building up reserves at the time or building up surplus for the next big storm.
So the insurance company's losses from the 2004-2005 hurricane season had to be made up over time, and that's what's still happening. State-owned Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, the state's largest insurer, has built up those reserves, Burgess says, and in fact, it's going to decrease its rates for next year. Most insurance companies, however, are not decreasing their rates, and a big reason for that is a lack of competition, according to Michael Letcher. Letcher created the website homeinsurancebuyers.org. He says 119 businesses have active policies in Florida, but only 39 are actually writing new business. And most Floridians have only 3 to 5 companies to choose from in reality. Letcher also says more companies in Florida need to have at least $100 million in surplus, and the companies in Florida carry a lot less than that. Insurance companies will buy their own insurance, called reinsurance, but Letcher says that won't be enough.
And I don't care how much reinsurance they have, these companies need to be bigger. We have to get back to the days of where Florida has at least 100 companies writing new business, with many of them having over $100 million in surplus. It's the only way our market's ultimately going to recover.
Letcher lists some other reasons why our rates have stayed high. Non-hurricane claims like fire and theft have been increasing, and Letcher says that fraudulent claims have been on the rise as well. One bright spot is reinsurance costs. Those have been declining, and Burgess says those cost savings should be passed on to consumers soon. Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.